Good day. Welcome to a Durban Christian Centre South Ministry message. Durban Christian Centre was established by Dr. Fred and Nellie Roberts as a house of prayer for all nations and truly is a place where miracles happen. Our focus is to win the lost and to make disciples of all nations. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to take your Bibles with me and turn to the book of Mark chapter 11. And we have been in a time of talking about different aspects of the kingdom. And today I want to speak to you about faith. Hallelujah. And specifically the God kind of faith. Somebody say faith. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11. Father, we bless you for your holy word. Let the entrance of it bring life. Let it be a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. That bring revelation and faith to our hearts, that we might please you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 11 and verse 12. Now, on the next day when they'd come out from Bethany, Jesus was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. Verse 20, "Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away.' And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Hallelujah. Specifically, verse 22 of Mark 11, "Have faith in God." Another version says, "Have the faith of God," or a Greek scholar tells us that it actually means have the God kind of faith. Everybody say the God kind. Have the God kind of faith. Jesus demonstrates for us the God kind of faith. Jesus came as a forerunner. Jesus came as an example. Jesus came that we can walk in his footsteps and follow his example. So when Jesus says, have the God kind of faith, he's saying to them, follow the example I've just set for you. Amen. I know that's very depressing. Amen. Jesus says, have the God kind of faith. Hallelujah. And he demonstrated that he has it. He says to the fig tree. He goes to the fig tree, sees that there's no figs, and he says to the fig tree, "No one will eat figs from you again." And of course, the next day, as the disciples come by, they're amazed. And Peter points out to Jesus, said, "Look at the tree. It's withered up from its roots." And they stand amazed. And Jesus says to his disciples, "Have the God kind of faith." And they look at the tree and they are absolutely amazed because they see what Jesus is speaking about. And Jesus said to them, "I will show you the God kind of faith." And he uses that very example for them to see what it means to have the God kind of faith. I want you to say with me, have the God kind of faith. So Jesus, when they look at this tree and they see it withered, says to them, "Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Hallelujah. So here Jesus defines for us and describes what it means to have the God kind of faith. He shows us. The God kind of faith, Jesus says, is the kind of faith that believes in your heart and then says with your mouth and then receives because it comes to pass. Hallelujah. So Jesus demonstrates here the God kind of faith. What did he do? He went, he believed in his heart, he spoke to that tree, He believed it shall come to pass, and it did. Hallelujah. So you and I can learn from this how to have the same God kind of faith. This God kind of faith is the same faith, by the way, that spoke the world into existence. God spoke and he created the heavens and the earth. In Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. God says, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. He spoke the world into existence. He spoke the animal kingdom into existence. He spoke the trees and the plants into existence. He spoke the sun and the moon into existence. He spoke the universe into existence. He said it and it came to pass. God reveals for us the God kind of faith. That is how he brought creation into existence. He believed it would happen and it happened. Jesus demonstrates for us that he had that God kind of faith. That not only God Almighty can use the God kind of faith, but man on earth, born of a woman, can have the God kind of faith. Hallelujah. And he says to his disciples, now I have done it, now you do it. Hallelujah. I want to say to you, you do it. You do it. You do it. Come on, find somebody, say, you do it. You do it. Jesus showed how to do it, and then he said, now you do it. You do it. In other words, God delights when we start doing it. Amen. He calls us to walk in that same kind of faith. You have that kind of faith. Did you know that? You have faith. Faith was given to each and every one of us. Somebody said, well, Pastor, I want that kind of faith. I want that faith. I'm praying that God would give me faith. Well, let me tell you, you're wasting your time praying for it because you already have it. Amen. You already got faith. We act like it's something I don't have. You got faith. I remember one day in children's church, when I was teaching children's church, though, I taught them about faith. You got a measure of faith. I thought, now how do I teach them about you got the measure of faith? And how you need to create the God kind of faith out of that thing. And so I took a balloon and I gave each one a balloon. And they were all deflated. They were the measure that I gave them. And then I said to them, now you blow it up. And some blew it big. Some blew it small. Amen. Some almost couldn't get it blown up. And I said, now look at each one's balloons. There were big balloons, small balloons, red balloons, yellow balloons, green balloons, all kinds of shape, long balloons, round balloons. Amen. And I said, now that is what you do with your faith. Each and everyone receives a measure. And then you use your measure. Hallelujah. And the truth is, we were all given a measure of faith. You already have faith. The Bible says in Romans 12:3, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you. Not to some. Everyone. In other words, every person in every seat. Right there into the mother's room. Everyone among you. Right to the back seat. In the back left corner. I say to everyone among you, hallelujah, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. God has dealt to each one a measure of faith, hallelujah. Every one of you, hallelujah. God has dealt you, amen. Now when he says to every one of you, God's dealt a measure, he wasn't obviously speaking to the unbelievers, they don't have a measure. But thank God you and I have a believer. You and I have a measure because we are believers. We receive that. Amen. And so every believer has faith. And we get faith. And listen, that's how people get saved. Through faith. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So a preacher would preach. The word would go forth. The word would produce faith in the unbeliever. The unbeliever will take the faith that came, He would use that faith. He would make the God kind of faith out of the faith that came into his heart. He would say with his mouth what he believes in his heart, and he'll create the reality of his salvation. Hallelujah. He gets the God kind of faith. Every believer uses faith to get saved. For by grace you've been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift from God. We know the grace is God's grace. The faith is the gift. Everybody say faith is a gift. The faith comes. The faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And what does the Bible say? The word is near you. Even in your heart and in your mouth. Hallelujah. This Bible, this is called the word of faith. It comes to you. Hallelujah. Now, having the word here is good, but it's not going to really help you much. That's why they call this a manual. It's not automatic. Amen. You take the word, you get this word into your heart. Now the word is in your heart, and you get that word into your mouth, and you exercise the God kind of faith. Hallelujah. Why? Because it produces faith. The word comes to your heart, it produces faith. So faith is given to us through the word. The word is where? Near you. In your heart. And it's in your mouth. The word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. Do you see the truth? Do you see what Jesus is trying to tell us here? He's trying to tell us that the truth, you need to know the truth of believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. We need time to let the word be in our heart so it can be in our mouth. For out of the heart flows the issues of life. As a man believes in his heart, so shall it be. That's why it's important to take time to meditate on the word. Because you get the word, it's in your mind. And you meditate on it until it drops into your heart. And once it's in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the God kind of faith is made manifest. Hallelujah. And you receive what you're asking God for. Amen. Have you ever talked to people and you can hear the word of faith is not in their heart? It's in their head. They'll quote 500 scriptures for you. But you can hear they are worried. You can hear they're trying to convince you. Hey? But when somebody else speaks, there's a depth. There's a stillness. There's a confidence. There's a word that's taken root. And out of the depth, he speaks. He doesn't shout. He doesn't perform. He doesn't, repeat himself constantly. What I've spoken, I've spoken. Hallelujah. And so when that word of faith is in your heart and you start confessing it with your mouth, you start pleasing God and power comes. Hallelujah. Somebody say power. Amen. So the truth that Jesus is revealing to us in this passage is you take the faith that's in your heart and you say it with your mouth. Then you got the God kind of faith working on your behalf. Hallelujah. So what does the Bible say? God believed it when he spoke it. And when he believed it and he spoke it, that faith by which he spoke was as good as manifestation. Hallelujah. So he said it and the earth came to pass. Romans 10:8, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So the sinner hears the word. He receives the word with faith. The word generates faith. And he uses it. The sinner uses it in confession, and his salvation is brought to pass. Hallelujah. So all of us have a measure of faith. All of you are sitting here today because you are children of faith. Amen. Someone came to me and said, Pastor, pray for me that I'll believe. I said, who've ever heard? I said, aren't you a believer? He said, I'm a believer. I said to him, who ever heard of a believer that don't believe? Amen. You believe. You got faith. The thing is activating that faith. The enemy wants to always intimidate you from activating your faith. Hallelujah. And listen, you don't have to activate your faith to convince the world. You activate your faith before the Lord. You speak your faith, hallelujah, and you walk in it. Some people think the more people I tell it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's like getting likes on Facebook. If I can get 10,000 likes, then this promise will be mine. If I can just get everybody to agree with me. When you agree with God, and God agrees with you, and your confession manifests the word of God that is placed in your heart, and you speak it, you give breath to it, you give life to it, you manifest the life, you manifest the word, you manifest by the breath, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you exercise the God kind of faith, and it shall come to pass. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. So the word is truth. And often, you know, we talk to sinners and say, well, when did you get saved? And we talk like that, don't we? Well, I got saved a year ago. Last Wednesday at 1 o'clock, Pastor Johnny, I got saved. The truth is you did not get saved last Wednesday at 1 o'clock. You got saved 2,000 years ago. God's already did it 2,000 years ago. Jesus died. Jesus rose. Jesus shed his blood. Jesus ascended. Hallelujah. He already did it. But only now did you hear the word of truth that produced faith in you. And when it came to you today, you believed it and you confessed it. And it became reality on the day that you confessed it. So somebody said, so Pastor Johnny, when's God going to bless me? He's not going to bless you. He's already blessed you. When are you going to come to the reality of it? When are you going to believe that God has done it? Let the word dwell in your heart richly and confess it. Amen. Someone say, well, Pastor Johnny, I believe one day the Lord's going to bless me. That's not faith. Amen. That's hope. That's one day. I believe in my heart and I confess it is done now. Do you understand that? Do you see that? Confession is made unto. Someone say, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. The word of God says, when you believe it, you will see it. Amen. Someone say, one day when God blesses me, I'm going to praise him. No, praise him and you will see the blessing. So faith believes that you have received, rejoices in it, hallelujah, confesses it as so, and it comes to pass. Amen. So I receive the word, I believe the word, and I speak the word. And it comes to pass. Jesus says, have the God kind of faith. Listen, the same way you get saved through faith is the same way you receive everything in faith. Everything. The word doesn't change. Principles don't change. Are you with me? So you've already believed for the big thing. You believe for the most important thing. Faith came. So that's an important thing to know. Faith comes. Hallelujah. How does it come? By the word. By the promise spoken. Hallelujah. To my heart. The same way I got saved. Many of you will testify you came to church not to be saved. You came to church just to visit that day. But faith came. Amen. Came unexpectedly. It came when you thought you don't need it. It came when you thought it's not for you. It came when you thought that you got other things to do. But faith came. The word came. And that's how the promises of God come. Many times we read the promise, the word, whoa, God promised me this thing. And when you receive it, immediately believe it and confess it. Somebody say amen. So thank God we receive the word. That's why the Bible says, take heed how you hear. Everybody say it. How I hear is very important. You must know that this is the word of God. You can't treat this word lightly. This is not once upon a time in fairyland. There was a man named Jesus. This is the truth. This word is truth. This word is the word of God. It is fact. Amen. You can't treat the word of God lightly and expect faith to come. You can't treat the word of God as if it's a fairy tale and think faith will come. You can't treat the word of God, let it come in this ear and out that ear, and think faith will come. But when you accept it, when you receive it reverently, when you receive it sincerely, and you receive it with a noble and a good heart that says it is so, and you act on that word, and you say with your mouth what you believe in your heart, you activate the God kind of faith, and it shall be so. Somebody say amen. You know the story about a little boy who asked his father. He said, Daddy, those stories the preacher tell, is it really so, or is it just the preaching? I guess many people think the preacher is just preaching. The truth is the word of God. It comes from the very heart of God. A lady once asked and said, when is God going to heal me? The truth is, it's not about when is God going to heal you. The truth is, He already has healed you. Amen? He already bore your sickness. He already bore your infirmity. He already took the stripes. He's not going to come and do it again. Look what happened to John. John the Baptist sends a message to Jesus. He said, are you the one, or must we wait for another? In other words, Jesus, this which you are manifest, is this the final thing? Or must I wait for another one? Many believers heard the Bible, heard Jesus said it, but they're waiting for another one. If only somebody else would come with a word of healing. If only somebody else would come and preach the gospel. No. Are you the one, or should we wait for another? Jesus said, look what's happening. The blind see, the deaf hear. Hallelujah. The dead are raised. Amen. People are restored. There is no other. Is this word the word, or is there another? Do you need another word? What the word says is the truth. Everybody say, I'm not waiting for another. Hallelujah. So I said to this lady, He's already wounded for your transgressions. You're already healed by His stripes. The truth is not that there'll be another. What we need to do is accept it. Believe it. Confess it. Hallelujah. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. When that enemy tried to put that cancer on my leg, I believed in my heart. I knew that I was already healed. I knew this thing was illegal. Somebody say amen. Amen. See, we're not the sick trying to be healed. We're the healed resisting the sickness. Amen. And what God taught me at that time, remember I taught you about that? What God taught me about that time is I gave the enemy authority. I'm the healed, but I gave the enemy authority. The moment I undid that authority, I rebuked that thing and I was healed. Because I was already healed. Tell your neighbor, you're already healed. You're already blessed. Have the God kind of faith. Amen. Oh, I don't know about that, Pastor. If I had enough faith, I would believe and I would receive. No, you already have the faith. Everybody say with me, God has dealt to me a measure of faith. Hallelujah. So how do I turn it loose? How do I make this faith that God has given me work in my life? Well, He's already told us how to. He says, have the God kind of faith. Amen. The kind of faith that believes in your heart and says with your mouth what you believe in your heart and believes that it shall come to pass and then receives it. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone say, well, Pastor Johnny, I believe that one day God will provide for me. That's not faith. That's in the future. Amen. You see, the enemy and the flesh will always try to get you off the word. Because it's difficult to believe I've already received. Amen. Especially if your eyes can't see it. And your ears can't hear it. And your hands can't touch it. You already believe you have received. Never forget that day I was buying a CD, Kenneth Copeland CD. And Kenneth Copeland had taken up such a good offering. I'd given all my money. And I'd forgotten. And I'll go to the bookstore and there's a CD that I've always wanted my whole life. And it's there. And I said, praise God, it's got the song Only the Redeemed. And I take that CD and I go stand in the queue. And I'm so excited, hallelujah. And I get about halfway. I realize I don't have any money. I said, Lord, this is my CD. And the enemy says, go put it back. Come back tomorrow. I said, no, I want the CD. And so I stood there. I said, Lord, thank you. This is my CD. And then I'm going and the queue is getting shorter and shorter. And I'm getting closer and closer to the front and I don't have no money. And the enemy said to me, go put that CD back while you still got a chance. And the next moment, I'm standing in the front. I'm the next in the queue. And oh, everything is saying to me, Johnny, that's not your CD. Go put it back and walk away. And I stood there, I said, no, it's mine. And the next moment, to my horror, the next teller says, next! I had a choice. Either it's mine or it's not. By faith, I walked up to that till. Hallelujah. And I put that CD down. Said, oh, hello. How are you? I'm fine. You know, and while she's doing it, the enemy is saying to me, still can't say, no, wait a minute. And okay, that is 120, whatever it costs. I can't remember. That's so much. And I look at her. She says, that's so much. And I look at her. I believed I received it. And she says, that's so much. And as I look at her, somebody walks over and says, Pastor Johnny, I want to pay for that CD for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I received in Jesus' name. That same day, my wife and I walk out. And we at the Hilton. It was at the Hilton, wasn't it? You were at the bathroom while I'm doing the CD thing. Now, We walk together. Now we're going out and we have to pay at the Hilton. You have to pay a machine. And I've only got R1 coin in my pocket. So we get down to the machine. No, she had a R1 coin in her purse. And we get to the machine and the machine's asking for R5. But we got R1. So you can't negotiate with a machine. If it was a man, I could say, yeah, you know, help me, you know. And I'm standing in front of him, and Pat and I, so I said, Pat, give me that R1. Thank you, Lord. By thank you, Lord. And I put the R1 in, press the button, and the machine gives me my ticket and R2 change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, glory. Amen. Believe you receive and you shall have it. Say with your mouth what you believe in your heart. We serve a miracle God that does lights in faith. Hallelujah. If you believe, you shall receive. Come on, point at somebody and say, if you believe, you shall receive. Hallelujah. Get the God kind of faith out. Get the God kind of faith that believes, that says what you believe and acts on it. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, faith without works is dead. Pastor Fred reminded me of a story he used to tell about a steam engine. And many people get their steam engines of faith going in the church. Hallelujah. And they're very excited. And the next moment, the word comes and the pastor shovels the coal of the word in. And the fire is burning. And the worship team stirs the fire and blows flames on it, and man, you're going. And the next moment you're standing there and you say, whoo-hoo, you're blowing the hooter and the steam's coming from the engine, and that engine is powerful. And you say, what are you doing? Well, I'm enjoying myself. Where are you going? I don't know. But until you take that engine, you put it in gear, then you're going somewhere. Tell your neighbor, get going, get somewhere. Start confessing your faith. Start acting on what you believe, and you shall receive. Somebody say amen. Hey! My God is more than enough. He will supply all my needs. Come on, stand with me.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.